Hello, this is RDU 98.5 FM and you're listening to the Rock and Roll Pretend Show. I believe we've got Griffin on the line. Are you there, Griffin?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you. This is Excellent. Griffin Anthony, everyone, who's listening from America. Griffin is an amazing artist and does some amazing music. Griffin, can you tell me about the kind of style that you do and what's, you know, why and what sort of interests you?
Thanks, Emma. First of all, thanks so much for having me on the show.
Oh, thanks for being here.
And for the last 12 or 13 years, I've made a living professionally as a songwriter. And I say songwriter just because quite often you're writing in different styles for different purposes, I guess.
Sure.
In different applications. But as an artist, if I think of myself and switch gears as an artist, I kind of toe the line between country, pop, soul.
Yeah.
I'm inspired by a lot of the music that was popular, I guess, in an older age. I'm not too into the music that's on current, I guess, top 40 radio these days.
I don't think anyone is, are they? To be honest.
I mean, somehow that shit's getting played. I don't know. But I know you guys are a bit different, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Cheers to you.
Yeah, RDU is an awesome station. We do have some amazing people, DJs, and all different types of styles of music and all that kind of good stuff. And we're very lucky to have great station managers that sort of let us do what we want and be creative in their own style. So, it's kind of quite a little bit acoustic-y. I mean, sometimes I hear sort of a bit of Dave Matthews yep. coming in. Sometimes I hear a bit of Ben Harper coming in. Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah, that's what I grew up listening to.
Nice.
In my like formative years of high school and whatnot, that I was a huge fan of both those artists. And I don't listen to them too much anymore,
sure.
But still, I guess, pay homage to those formative years when my brain was kind of developing, I guess,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, nice. Yeah. So, obviously, you guys have been in lockdown for a long time, and what was your last gig? And where was it?
Oh, gosh. So probably the first week of March.
Wow.
I went from working every day, pretty much every other night,
sure.
or every you know, a bunch, to nothing. And then since March, there's been probably 6 or 7 live dates that I've played that are socially distanced and outdoors.
Yeah.
And we've gone about it safely, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's a bit different, and aside from live streams and interviews and all that, just a handful of live gigs.
Yeah, because sure. your shows all sell out. You're very, very popular, and it's great music for you know obvious reasons. And they always sell out, which is really cool. So you were supposed to be, tell me if I'm right. You originally could be a football player.
Baseball.
Yeah, sorry.
Baseball.
You were quite getting quite big.
It paid for college.
Sure.
Oddly enough, it was what paid for university for me. So it was a means to kind of get to the next level of my life and education and whatnot. My dad played professionally, and baseball was very much a part of my childhood, but. Without talking too much crap about it, after a while, it just kind of it didn't either. I got just tired of it, or the whole just waking up. University almost felt like you were majoring in baseball rather than sports. After a while, and it kind of just it just feels stagnant, and music kind of. Was the opposite of that. It was just this weird polar opposite of different types of people.
Yeah, especially in America.
It's like on one hand you have that like super competitive machismo,
yeah.
rah, rah, rah of sports. And then on the other hand, although there's still competition to a certain degree, it's
there's that Damon Wade you've got to watch out for.
Certainly different.
I hear he's pretty good.
That's a really cool connection of how we're doing this right now.
Yeah,
you know, via Damon Wade and Sarah Wade.
So for those who are listening, I've actually met Griffin Anthony a couple of times, sort of briefly. Griffin used to rent an apartment that my sister and brother-in-law own, and and I was just talking to my sister the other day, and I'm actually wishing her a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Sarah, if you're listening.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Yeah, and she's like, "Oh, so who have you got for your first show to interview?" I said, "Ah, oh, Iggy Pop's not answering my messages. I've got no one." And literally what I was saying, I said, no. She goes, "Oh," I said, "do you know anyone?" She said, "Griffin." I went, "Yes, Griffin." So yeah, she's a bit of a dude, that one. So here we are, and it's a lovely connection. It's really cool that that years later, yeah, you wouldn't have thought that we were going to talk to each other via the other side of the world on the radio. You know, it's quite cool, that kind of stuff.
It's so cool. Yeah. It's so cool. I'm so thankful for this coming about. And Sarah and Damon, your sister and brother-in-law have been so kind to me and really gave me an opportunity to live somewhere when I was like, "Listen, this is my budget. You could probably get more for this apartment, but this is what I have, and I'm between a rock and a hard place."
Yeah.
And they somehow accepted that, and it's just amazing. And through them, I've met so many other great musicians.
Yeah.
And I mean, heck, that house, which is like a, I could be completely off, it's like a 1940s maybe three-story house in Bethel, Connecticut.
Yeah.
And when I moved back up here from living in Florida into this, I currently live maybe 25 minutes away from there.
Oh, wow.
But when I moved there, Damon, landlord, and who owned the house, Sarah's husband, he's a blues musician and music teacher and a great guitar player. And I was living on the second floor, and then on the third floor, still to this day, drummer that I tour with, Matt. Who is still...
He's still there.
He's still a very big part of my life. And
wow.
He still lives there. And we've traveled a bit together, and it was all thanks to Sarah and Damon.
Yeah. Sure. That cool cats. I'm pretty
happy
lucky.
Happy birthday to Sarah.
Yeah.
And cheers. Yeah.
can you are you able to play us a song, Griffin?
I mean, I can. I almost hate to even put up any kind of breaks towards that, but like, in the last year, I've learned that anytime we do something via phone without the proper mic, it sounds so tinny and it sounds really cruddy.
You don't want to do it?
I don't know. I'm hesitant to do it just because I've listened back to so many interviews to where, like, it's all via the phone and it just sounds like my hand is over my mouth and I'm trying to sing, you know? I'll tell you this. I will promise you, if I have my mic set up and we can do it via FaceTime or Zoom or something like that,
sure,
to really get a nice audio signal, I'll play as many songs for as long as you want, whenever you want.
Okay.
On command.
That's all right. Well, I've got some of your songs lined up anyway to play after this interview.
Oh, cool.
Thank you. I've got, I really love Calico Queen and Devil's Eyes? Devil's Eyes?
I'm drawing a blank on the second one. Maybe not.
Something Eyes.
I know Calico Queen for sure.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Devil's, maybe Eyes in You or something.
Oh, it could be Eyes in You. And you talk about a little
maybe that one.
It is the Eyes in You, sorry. And I love the lyrics, and you hold a red fork, but your eyes, you know, the way you talk about it. It sounds like
a very interesting
song, what you're talking about. Who are you listening to at the moment? Mm-hmm. Who's sort of you really enjoying at the moment?
Well, I always kind of circle back. First of all, thanks for the kind words about those tunes. Thanks very much. I promise I'll play them both for you. But with this phone set up, I do, out of justice to your listeners, I think it's best to not flam today. But anyhow,
cool.
Today, like these days, I'm listening to a lot of the same stuff that inspires me from years back. There's really a small handful of contemporary artists that I'm into.
Yeah.
And then the rest are all kind of a throwback to Van Morrison.
Nice.
And I love Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
And I love John Prine. And I love Bill Withers.
Yeah.
And in this past year, we lost John Prine and we lost Bill Withers,
two
just amazing artists that I've listened to so much. I feel like they're like my grandpas.
Yeah, know, lovely.
In a way.
Yeah.
And currently, I love artists like Andy Schauf.
Don't know that one.
Oh, you got to check him out. He's wonderful. He's from Canada. And Andy, spelled A-N-D-Y, last name S-H-A-U-F.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I really dig him right now. I love, one of my favorite bands of all time currently are like Hiss Golden Messenger.
Yeah.
They're a band out of North Carolina. And I've gotten the chance to see them play a bunch of times. And I just love their lead singer, songwriter, you know, the front man of the band and the creator of the band. His name's Mike Taylor.
Yeah.
And that's they're one of my favorites. They do a really good job of blending that kind of Americana soul country thing.
Yeah.
And I love them. I love Dawes, D-A-W-E-S.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I love them a lot. It's but yeah, I'd say those are like
your go-tos.
I think so, yeah.
Mm.
I love an artist named Jessie Balin out of Nashville.
Oh, wow.
She is the wife of the drummer of Kings of Leon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's great, and her style is a bit different than the Kings of Leon.
Yeah.
She's pretty awesome. And then, gosh, I'm staring at my record collection right now.
But you've got heaps of records.
Yeah, I got a bunch of records, and I just got Laura Marling's new record, and it's still in the plastic. I haven't listened to it yet.
Whose record,
sorry? I'm really excited to listen to that.
Who is it?
Laura Marling.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
Laura Marling, yeah. She's probably my favorite female artist at the moment.
Yeah. Have you heard of any...
She's brilliant.
Yeah. Have you looked into any New Zealand artists, the likes of Marlon Williams or Delaney Davison?
Not enough. Not enough. I'm not as familiar with them as I should be, but if you have, you know, if we can communicate and you just give me a list of your favorite New Zealand artists and I will just actively jump in head first.
Yeah.
And,
son of a music fan.
To be honest with you, the last album that I listened to was Flight of the Conchords.
Oh.
Probably a few weeks ago.
Classic. That's a goodie.
New Zealand comedy group.
They're pretty funny. What's one of your most favorite places that you've played? Your favorite gig that stands out and that you just thought, oh yeah, that was a brilliant gig for whatever reasons, the atmosphere, the people. What's one of your favorite standout gigs that you've done?
I'd have to say probably the Wanee Music Festival in northern Florida. This was maybe 2011 or 2012, and it was just a really exciting time in my career to where I felt naively overly confident, and I was a lot more willing, I guess, to take liberties and risks.
Yeah,
on stage, and it was just a really kind of dumb, fun time of traveling, and you know, the kind of thing is like being in a van, traveling with musicians, it was just a crude way of touring and traveling and playing shows, and it was less about the bottom line with money, and it was more about just playing, and it was just a really fun time, and that was great because there was a ton of people, and I was on the bill with some of my heroes,
like
just the most incredible artists that I've, like the Allman Brothers and just great Southern rock bands, and that was a really cool moment. The festivals have been really fun. And I played a lot of those, I guess, further back around that 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012 era. Before I kind of got into more of songwriting in the back end of the music industry.
Nice.
Yeah.
I actually have a music festival over in Banks Peninsula called the Banks Peninsula Music Festival. We've got 10 bands over two stages. It's a shame there's a COVID because we could have you over. You'd be amazing. You'd fit in perfectly at my festival. So maybe one day.
I would love that.
One day when you, it's all COVID's all out, so you have to fly back over, bring Sarah and Damon, and we'll plan it. Yeah. So it's for the festival. You can come play at my festival.
Oh my gosh, I would be honored. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, it'd be totally cool. Hey, Griffin.
When is it? What time of year is it?
The first one is the 20th of February, so in 7 weeks exactly. And we've got some amazing artists, Delaney Davison, The Butlers, Pieces of Molly, Middle. Cool. Just basically music that I like listening to. I might be the only one there having a great time. lots of variety and food and wine and Castles Brewery and Greystone Wines and just a really lovely day out. It's in a big, beautiful park, which is a historical park. So it's got a beautiful Mark Banfield stage in honour of a very good friend who was a really great musician and obviously a main stage as well. So. Some lovely artists. Wow. And I was actually having a meeting with the production crew 212 and the marketing team, the Give Back Agency, who are absolutely lovely people. Cool. Shout out to those guys. Actually, 212, they do, what's that big one over in America, the biggest one? South by Southwest.
Yeah,
they're an amazing production crew, and
Austin,
Texas. They organize all that kind of stuff as well, and they've done festivals all over the world, and just the stories that Carrie can tell you are hilarious. It's a cool gig and it's a cool vibe, and it should be a little fun. So, we were talking about the musicians, and we can talk about musicians all day long, and through all of us, a lot of the team are actual musicians themselves. Emma, and she's an amazing singer and guitarist. But I was just saying, all the bands that are coming to the festival, I said, there's no egos, there's no. Everyone's actually really lovely, and we all agreed of it. So it's just a really nice group of people, and we're really looking forward to it. It should be loads of fun. But it'd be great to have you out, and definitely when this all goes better and you guys can fly again, we'll definitely have you out for a day.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Griffin, thank you so much for talking to me. It's an absolute honour to have you on my show. There's one last thing I can ask you to do, and because we're in the studio, could you do a shout out to the Rock and Roll Britannia show? So sort of introduce yourself. This is Griffin Anthony at RDU 98.5 FM on the Rock and Roll Britannia show. And then we can tape it, and then I can play it throughout my show throughout the year.
Sure. Yeah, I can do it. I'll do it as many times as you'd like.
Cool.
Would you like me to just go right now?
Go for it.
This is Griffin Anthony, and just want to thank you for listening to the Rock and Roll Britannia show on RDU 98.5 FM.
Thank you so much. Did you know you're actually the first artist that's been able to say that straight away after I said it once? It usually takes about 6 times to get that one right.
I could do it a bunch of different ways if you'd like.
We're going to tape that, and I'll play that on my radio show throughout every Thursday. Griffin,
would you like a You Are Listening To?
Yeah, go on, do one of those as well. Yeah, go on.
Okay. Hi, this is Griffin Anthony, and you're listening to the Rock and Roll Britannia show on RDU 98.5 FM.
That was beautiful. That was great. We could just sit here all day, and you could just do it different styles for us.
cool.
Griffin, thank you so much for being on my show. Absolute pleasure. I'm going to play Calico Queen now, so people can listen to that. So go on to Instagram. Griffin's on Instagram, website. Check him out. He's an amazing American artist. I highly recommend him, and also just a nice person to hang out and talk to. Have a great rest of the evening, and I will, we'll speak again, I'm sure.
Well, thank you so much for having me. That sounds great. Thank you so much for a wonderful interview. And please, on Instagram, like, let's send me a bunch of really great New Zealand artists.
I will.
I would love that. So
cool. Wonderful.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye, Griffin.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.